Blackstone Publishing presents The Memoirs of St. Peter, a new translation of the Gospel according to Mark, by Michael Pakalik. This book is read by Jim Dennison. To Mark Dominic. Introduction. The immediacy of the Gospels, their closeness in time and place to the events they narrate, can be a shocking discovery. A colleague of mine, as a student at the Sorbonne, came to know the remarkable philosopher and theologian Claude Tremonton, who would argue that the Greek of the Gospels makes full sense only if construed as a translation of an original Hebrew version. Hebrew, not Aramaic. Tremonton also argued that Jewish believers of the time continued to speak and write in Hebrew. It wasn't the theory of a Hebrew original that struck my colleague so much as an assumption behind it. "What do you mean?" he exclaimed. "Are you saying that these writings were so close in time to Jesus that they were written by contemporaries in the same language he spoke? Could our evidence of Jesus really be so direct and close?" Another colleague made this discovery as an undergraduate. He was reading The New Testament Documents, Are They Reliable? By F.F. Bruce, who points out that there are tens of thousands of manuscripts of the New Testament, some dating to the early 2nd century. The combined witness of these manuscripts, Bruce argues, examined carefully through the science of textual criticism, gives strong assurance that 99% of the text we now have coincides with the text that would have been used by the very first Christians. The textual tradition is so strong that it can make the intervening centuries seem to vanish. Others are struck by the texture of the narrative itself. To understand what I mean by that, consider an example from my own field of ancient philosophy. When scholars translate Aristotle's Nicomachean Ethics for the legions of undergraduates who study it, they work from a Greek text that is based not on thousands of manuscripts, but basically on two. They date from the 10th and 12th centuries, more than 1,300 years after Aristotle composed the work. But for a scholar reading the text in Greek, that distance in time does not raise any doubt that he is encountering Aristotle's thought directly. Why? Because the thought expressed in these medieval manuscripts is so ingenious and insightful that it is clear that the text is revealing, with immediacy, the power of a great philosophical mind. Writing is, after all, just a code for
sample complete. Ready to continue?